About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
And going out to eat with like my friends, when people just order food and they say, this is what I want, and you can bring it as it is and we'll eat it, and that's the end of the story. And that's great, because when I go out to dinner with a bunch of guy friends of mine, that's usually what ends up happening. But when I replace those guy friends of mine with my wife and my children and her parents that were in town recently for her birthday, all of a sudden, we become what I believe to be the most annoying table in the history of restaurants. And I feel terrible because I have to sit there as a guy that has no problem with anything. I'm fine. Bring whatever. I'll eat it. Or
you
I
were
won't.
The only one who ate normally?
I don't care. I don't have any. I don't make any requests or preferences other than the time I know you guys said I asked if the guy could do more tendies. That was the only time I said anything. Could you make this a six tendy situation or a four tendy?
Who says that?
I was trying to get more chicken tenders because I wanted Vanessa to have her own tendy.
Yeah, and she did want her own.
Oh, you just get two tendies, two
orders. Dude, whatever. It's not. That's not a modification.
Yes, it is.
I had to sit with a group of people, and I know Allie can relate. And we got a bunch of people on the phone and text line that claim that they have more annoying people they've gone out to eat with. Where I had to basically go into a sushi restaurant and tell them to please let me know if anything had garlic, onion, gluten, soy, spicy, fishy tasting, or was cooked with seed oil.
Fishy tasting.
Yes.
What kind of a request is that if you're going to a sushi restaurant?
One of the dishes that was brought to the table, and I S you not, I wrote this down so I'd remember exactly what they said. It was some sort of a tuna dish. And when they brought it to the table, they said, here is the tuna, whatever the name of the thing was, with no rice, no jalapeno, no wasabi, sauce on the side. And so all it was just piece. They had this
fish on a plate.
It was just fish on a plate with a little bowl of sauce. But when I saw the thing that was originally ordered,
oh,
it was
so
a whole
good,
put
bet.
Together thing with a lot of stuff. And that's what they have to do now. And I know restaurants are annoyed as hell because they go, and I've talked about this before, but what a time to be alive and have all sorts of needs, because our great, you know, the cavemen, they weren't going around going, I have bison sensitivity. They would just eat whatever they killed.
Yeah, I know.
And either it would kill them or they would survive.
But now people, I think, also have more access to information now, and you can get all these specialized blood tests, and you can get all this stuff to say, oh, what foods am I, inflame me or irritate me, or am I sensitive to? And then people start eliminating things, and then you feel like you can go around in a safe space and have everything be eliminated for you. And that's not how it works at a restaurant.
And I know annoying people that know I know there are certain annoying people that know they're annoying.
Oh, so I was doing that whole diet where it's like, I was doing no garlic, no onion, no all this stuff. I'm not telling the server that.
Right. You just
die.
I just look at the menu and go, I will take a side of rice.
Right, that's fine.
I will eliminate it for myself. I'm not expecting them to do my job.
Haley on K-Rock, 800-520-1067. An opportunity for you to tell us who is the most annoying person you've ever gone out to eat with and what was the request that was made from them. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. Good morning. So I'd say the most annoying person to go out to eat with is my grandmother. She's diabetic and also has celiac disease. But on top of that, she's major OCD. So the thing that she does is when she gets to a restaurant, she'll request the staff to clean the table not once, but three times exactly. And then she'll pull out her own hand sanitizer and wipe every single piece of not only silverware, but the chair and everything in hand sanitizer or wet wipes.
So she'll have them clean the table three times before she sits down or three different times during the meal?
No, before she even sits down. And the best part is since she's diabetic and celiac, she only orders a baked potato, but she'll request it burnt.
Oh, what a horrible meal.
That's going to be a tough one to beat right there.
Burnt potato?
And if you hand sanitize all the silverware, doesn't it taste terrible?
This burnt potato
tastes like hand sanitizer.
What's wrong with this burnt potato? It doesn't taste like I expect.
It's like alcohol.
Burnt.
Oh, 949 said, my grandmother would ask what the waiter recommended and then always order something completely opposite.
Oh, man, that move.
That person sucks,
that's something
too.
My mom does. It's so humiliating.
And I know
what do you like here? Whatever they say, she goes, nope.
I don't want that.
That's so insulting.
Then why are you even asking?
Why bring this person into this ruse?
Yeah, and I know that there are people that are annoying about where to sit, too. Even beyond the food, is the location of the table, the draft of the table, is it too cold, is it too hot, is it near the bathroom? That always bothers me. You have to get up a party of people and move it to a different table.
818 says, I will always, without fail, have them have to drag over a heater because my wife is always freezing, and that sound of them dragging a heater.
Sure, it's no problem.
Oftentimes, heater getting stolen from other tables, then look at me the whole meal, angry. Meanwhile, I'm sweating, and my wife says she's still kind of cold. I mean, I know. That is one of the...
But they want to sit outside. Why do you want to sit outside?
Put on two jackets next time. We don't need this heater to be dragged through the patio. And I know there's a million reasons that people can be super annoying. A lot of it now, the last few... I mean, I've been to restaurants recently where it's written on there, no substitutions, no modifications. Sorry if this doesn't work for you.
Or if I don't want something on a salad or a burger or whatever, I'll just take it off.
It's how it used to be.
Yeah, I'll just take off the thing that I don't want.
But I think that we've gotten, as a society, a lot more less willing to accommodate with things. With all things in life. We want things the way we want them, and we want it now.
Well, I think chefs, too, are saying, hey, you know what? This is the way the dish is designed. So if you're going to start modifying it and creating your own dish, it's going to suck.
I just add stuff.
Well, they don't like that either, though, Jake. Like, what would you add?
More ricotta on my pizza.
Right.
And then when I get tacos, I get it with extra pineapple. Not asada. Damn it, I can't think of the meat.
Al pastor. Yeah, I mean, I guess adding things, what's the problem with that? It's just usually expensive. But,
right, if they bang you out. But it's like you just got back from this trip and you were also trying to accommodate a bunch of weird
First off, we had two pregnant people, both the same amount of pregnant, too. Man. So you had no raw fish. It was also, if there was fish, is that a high mercury fish? If there's steak, it needs to be a well-done steak or a medium steak. It can't be a rare steak. So you have to ask more about the temperature and how it's cooked and all that crap. The cheese, is it unpasteurized? Like, there's all crap that comes with it.
Yeah.
So that's annoying in and of itself. But we also had three gluten allergies. Then we had a no soy and a no egg and dairy person. We also had a fitness, like a fitness instructor who was I just want plain boiled chicken and green beans type of person.
Man.
Then you also had two children, so it was my kid who's like, okay, what does the pizza look like? Does it thin? Is it thick? Because it's really going to depend on whether or not he's going to eat it or not.
Those poor waiters and waitresses. What they have to put up with these days is very different than it was even 5 years ago.
I mean, the easiest person at the table was the baby. There was a one-year-old baby who would eat anything.
Alexander on K-Rock, good morning.
Good day, Sweet Dibs.
Sweet Dibs, what's up?
So I have this friend. Well, I had this friend, not friends anymore. Whenever I order before him and go sit down, he would come and refuse to sit where I was sitting. He would always want to move to a different table all the time. He would actually go and sit at the different table, and we would sometimes eat at different tables just because we wouldn't want to sit at the spot.
Well, then you're not even eating together.
They'd probably take that personally at this point. Maybe that's
ridiculous.
A you problem.
Yeah, I was like, always did that.
I have the my wife's sister. I don't think we've ever gone to a restaurant where she hasn't requested a different table for whatever the reason. It wouldn't matter if they put us at the one she wanted originally. She would just say, this one's too drafty, this one's too in the sunlight, this one's wobbly. I've never once ever had an issue about any table I've ever sat
me
down
at.
That
is my biggest pet peeve. If they're sitting me here, that's their choice. Oh. They've assigned me this seat. It's a seat assignment. I'm taking my seat assignment. I don't think of it as a suggestion. That's where I'm supposed to sit.
Lupe on K-Rock. We're talking about the most annoying person you could possibly go out with and what requests they're making these days, because apparently we have no shame anymore. What's up?
Yes, my godmother. Every time we go out to eat, she orders something and she orders it based off the picture. If it doesn't look exactly like the picture, she'll send it back until it looks exactly like the picture.
Oh, man.
Eventually, they get all the managers out.
Whoa.
And she gets it for free.
Oh, no. Man.
Is that her end goal? Is that her goal eventually? She's just like trying to wear them down until they
pick them to death.
Finally, they go, look, we're not going to make it look like this picture.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
323 said one of my friends cannot eat anything white. What kind of a restriction is that?
Is that a
race?
Is that a race issue? Is that a racist thing, or is that What, like, what's the reason for that? Like, they can't do any white flour?
Yeah, anything that's white colored, like white fish, white rice, bread.
It's even worse, and I feel bad for the waiters. It sucks for them. But if you are trying to go out with anyone and you are trying to, quote, do like an order for the table situation, and you're like, hey, what appetizer is good? And I'm always like, whatever. I'm fine with, there's ones that are way better than I don't. Let's not waste an appetizer on veggies. Let's get something real, like wings. But eventually, you have enough people that are like, can't do, you start eliminating.
Or you eat an appetizer and you're the only one eating it.
Yeah, because no one's
sharing it because no one can.
Danny, we wrap it up with you, but we could do this all day because apparently we have become terribly annoying as a society. What's up?
Yeah, hey. So it's always my sister-in-law. So at this point, I just avoid eating with her. If I know she's going, I'm not going. And it's everything that you can think of in the book. But the main one that really annoys me is that she asks too many questions. So she'll ask, like, oh, well, what's in this item? And the description in the menu is literally there. So the poor waiter is like, oh, it's mayonnaise, lettuce, tomato, cheese. And I'm like, oh, my, we're just sitting there just staring at her. And she'll ask about four different entrees. Like, what's in this? What's in that? And I'm like, did you even look at the menu?
It's bad when the waiter is just
reading the menu. Right.
Yes.
Right.
And I can tell they want to leave so bad. Aww. And I just feel so bad.
God.
And I've been a waitress and I hate when people do that.
Yeah.
I have a buddy that I stopped going out to eat with for a similar reason, but he would just do a thing where every time the waiter would come, he would hit him with one thing at a time. So they'd show up and he'd be like, oh, can I get a straw? And then they'd be like, sure, I'll be right back. They'd come back with a straw. Be like, oh, can I get some more napkin? And
oh,
I was
my
like,
God, that was the worst.
And I said, why don't you make a little list of five things?
And the next I can time do the trip, not five times.
Yeah, yeah, and just give the guy all the things. Yeah. Well, I wasn't thinking about it, but then I thought of it when I was like, it felt, it was like six times in a 1% row.
1% more mental energy for you to just think of the things you need in one.
Well, apparently, we are not allowed in public anymore, and I wish we could get to all these calls, because apparently people are as annoying as Allie and her entire family. Imagine if our families united for a meal, and it was the kids, the fitness instructors.
I think we'd be kicked out.
The gluten-free. There's not a restaurant on the planet we could go to. Not one.
I think my stepdad was the only person who was like, I'll have the ribeye.
Yeah. And that's it. And that's why people make fun of me. I just like to sit in my car and eat pizza. Yeah. This is the only place I have some sort of safety.
It's
K-Rock with Klein Allie Show.